overview of where we're headed with this presentation, I'm going to give you a brief background on what we did, what data we collected, the process evaluation results, the outcomes evaluation results, a summary of the evaluation results, and then some lessons learned from the implementation. The overall intent of the project was to provide preconception health education along with multivitamins to underserved women of childbearing age. And we did this through a $2 million grant that was awarded the March of Dimes from a national settlement with vitamin manufacturers. Got it through the Florida Attorney General's office. It was a 3-year grant. It started in January of 2004, and it ends December of this year. We primarily targeted underserved women, as I said, but we also had a special focus on Mexican Hispanic women because in Florida, as well as in other areas, they are at the highest risk for neural tube defects. We distributed over 500,000 bottles of vitamins statewide through partnerships with over 250 different programs statewide, and these included WIC sites, family planning sites, Florida Healthy Start, Federal Healthy Start demonstration projects, community health centers, anyone who was really reaching out to this target population. We also participated in community events and through some universities, but that was secondary. We provided training to healthcare providers and social service providers about preconception health, including folic acid, but in addition to some other preconception health topics. We also provided some of them with folic acid toolkits that had a curriculum on folic acid, a meal planning kit, videos that were targeted to consumers, and videos that were targeted to healthcare professionals. And we had a media campaign. So we had two different types of sites that we identified, those that we called our distribution sites. Those were the bulk of the sites. They just collected aggregate data, age, race, and ethnicity, and then our evaluation sites, which we had 11 of. And those collected the demographic data, but then folic acid knowledge at first contact and then second contact, their history of taking supplements, that was asked at first contact, their birth defects history, whether they themselves were born with a birth defect or whether they had had a child born with a birth defect, and then their experience taking the vitamins that we provided, what were the challenges, did they take them, how often did they take them. For the process evaluation, these were the primary tools that we relied upon. The aggregate data from the distribution sites, organized by site type, an online survey to the key contact person at each of those sites, discussing their challenges and how they implemented the project at their site, and then some follow-up questions with those sites that we felt had met with the greatest success in incorporating the added resource to their site. The results gave us some best practices, some identification of challenges in implementing the project at the site level, and then some recommendations for resource delegation if you have limited resources. And these are just some little pearls from the best practices, but what we found, those sites that met with the best success were those that used prompts, visual prompts, that would be posters in the waiting rooms, in the clinics, wearing lanyards, the staff wearing lanyards or buttons, visually having the vitamins where the consumer would see them and ask for them, providing training to the staff, that was real critical on the importance of folic acid and preconception health. Then they had buy-in to why this was important. maintaining easy access to the vitamins. We had some sites that kept the vitamins in a pharmacy that was not necessarily co-located with where the consumer was receiving the service. And so if they had to go somewhere else to get the vitamins, that was a barrier. And then identifying a lead contact and a champion at each site. We had staff at the regional level, the March of Dimes division offices, who made face-to-face contact with each of these sites at least once a quarter and identified someone who rallied behind this project and would really work with that person to make sure that they had their training needs met and that they had the resources to provide service. Developing that relationship was very key to keeping it in the forefront of these sites' minds. For resource delegation, this is from the aggregate data, but we found that in Florida, the public health departments provided the best opportunity for serving young women, and those young women are the ones that we know are least likely to be taking a multivitamin with folic acid. The community health centers, we noted, saw a higher proportion of the Mexican-Hispanic women, so if you wanted to just target Mexican-Hispanic women, then you might be better off working with just the community health centers. And then again, strong partnerships. The Florida Department of Health partnered with the March of Dimes on this grant, and that was key to really getting buy-in at the local level, because initially there was some hesitation in distributing multivitamins among some of the sites. But when that relationship with the Florida Department of Health and the March of Dimes was known, they were more likely to accept it and feel like this was going to be okay for them to do. Okay, now I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Melanie Simmons.
What I really like about working with March of Dimes is that what's important to the March of Dimes is really providing services to people. And so this is a program evaluation. It's not a case control longitudinal study. It's a program evaluation. They've given away 500,000 vitamins, bottles of vitamins to women in Florida. And that's the real focus of their efforts. But there is this evaluation component. It's a time series where they looked at people at two different time periods. There are two sites that we chose. These were also volunteer. The people who collected the data for this project were the people who work in the clinics, and they did it, just additionally to their other projects or their other work during the day. The Healthy Start Healthy Families is in Pinellas County, Florida, and they are a home visiting and case management program that prevents poor birth outcomes and abuse and neglect of children, and they serve blacks and whites and a little bit of Hispanics. And then the RCMA, the Redlands Christian Migrant Association, only serves migrants, and most of those are Mexican Hispanic. And Mexican Hispanics have the highest risk of neural tube defects. And I don't know if you know, but in order to prevent neural tube defects, you have to take a multivitamin with folic acid before you get pregnant. And it goes along with general preconception help to improve the outcome of the baby. A lot of what's associated with birth outcomes is the health of the mother before she gets pregnant. The intervention was education, preconception help education, and they received multivitamins with folic acid in it. So for the Pinellas County Healthy Start Healthy Families, there were 161 women at time one and time two. There was a lot of data, a lot of people who didn't stay in the program, and we'll talk about that in the limitation section. You can see the demographic distribution, and it had a large proportion of young women. Okay, so just the overall outcome of the intervention of giving multivitamins and education. At time one, 26% were taking multivitamins with folic acid, and at time two, 70% 0.2% were taking multivitamins, and this is a statistically significant finding. And then I'll show you the race and ethnicity and age distribution of time 1 and time 2. So you can see that there's a great increase in taking multivitamins at time 1 and time 2, and the largest increase is for Hispanic. This is one of the few health outcomes that I know of that where blacks are not at increased risk or at highest risk. Actually, in Florida, the black population is at least risk for neural tube defects. And here's the age. You see that the young women were taking multivitamins the least and had the greatest improvement. Okay, now this is the exciting site. This is the migrant site. It's mostly Mexican Hispanic women and a few white women and two Puerto Ricans. We had a larger number of cases. This site had the best data because it was a peer support group where these women came in repeatedly, and it's the same women over time. There was hardly any attrition from this site. So this is by far the best data and a very influential intervention. So only 6.2% of Mexican Hispanics were taking vitamins at time 1, and at time 2, 86.3% were taking multivitamins. Okay. And there were very few white women, white women in the project, but there was an equal jump between races and ethnicity. And hardly anybody was taking them, so the increase is equal across the age groups. The reasons why women did not take multivitamins that were provided to them is an interesting question. For some reason, the Mexican Hispanic women had very high compliance with taking their multivitamins, or reported very high compliance. And hardly any of them reported not taking, whereas the Healthy Start, Healthy Families group, 16% couldn't remember. So there's some interesting association with these women being able to remember, but we don't have data to know why. So the outcomes of the findings is that about over 80% are consuming the multivitamins containing folic acid at the second contact, and that the migrant women really had very low rates of multivitamin consumption through multivitamin consumptions at time 1, and you can see how much it increased. So that's really exciting. But what's really exciting is that the March of Dimes has done this in two other locations. When we did this presentation, we didn't know about the Utah site, but the Western North Carolina had a similar multivitamin distribution project. Okay. And here, their findings are very similar. So even though these aren't really, you know, very scientifically rigorous studies, what we have now are four different locations that are showing multivitamin consumption rates at about the 80%. There's also a Utah site that was Utah, and it was WIC sites all over the state. Very similar outcomes, about 80%. So this is very encouraging for people who want to do this kind of project. So the things that we learned. So these are the components of the programs, of these successful programs, including the Utah program. All right, come on. Okay, and so most of the issues of what we do know and what we don't know have to do with the data and the data collection and the attrition from the program. And so this is that different sites of the programs have different advantages depending upon the goals of the project. Clearly, the organizational structure of the migrant project and peer support group kept people in the program and was very effective. Elizabeth mentioned the strong relationships with the Florida Department of Health and that most women were not taking folic acid. All right, really? Okay. And Mexican women were hardly taking multivitamins and were taking much more at the end. And but there are similar findings. And this is the important thing about what we don't know, and this is really about the data that I was talking about, is that we don't know, we only know about the women who stayed in the program where we got the second contact. We don't know about the vitamin consumption of the women who did not stay in the program. And so there's definitely some bias, selection bias going on there. And we don't know what happened with the distribution sites. And so for a program like this, it's basically the data is collected voluntarily. There's going to be these issues. And that's listed there. Okay, so I hope that if anybody's interested, you can contact us and we can send you some of the distribution site data, which had much less information, but what we think is valuable about that is that for different types of organizations, community health centers, county health departments, WIC programs, they serve different populations with different success. And so we have a kind of a big table that shows the demographics compared to the birth population, and so you can really see who can be targeted at what kind of sites. And if you're interested, we can send you that. So thank you very much.